Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. Today's date is 4/20/2011. It's the hour 3 o'clock here in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. I'd like to say a big, big welcome to George, who's our web host. Welcome back, George. You know, we've missed you. George has actually been on tour with Nelly for the last couple of months, so we definitely want to send a shout-out to him and let him know that we missed him, and we are glad that he is back. I'm sure that with all the pictures we've been following with him on Facebook, I'm sure that he might be as excited as us to have him back, but maybe he isn't. I also like to send a shout out to the team from the Hustle to the Boardroom, Dr. Josue and Dino, who is the director of that forum that we have going on. As you guys all know, we have great events and seminars that are coming up. Where we're going to have a huge, huge event here in Atlanta in support of the Hustle to the Boardroom, getting the word out to you guys to educate and restore you guys back financially. So great job to my Hustle to the Boardroom team. I just definitely want to tell you guys thank you for all your work, and you're greatly appreciated. Easter is 4 days away, everyone, so I hope everyone is just getting ready. You know, such an exciting time of the year, you know, the love of the spirit, great food, and a lot of family pleasure, but most of all, the children, the candy, the Easter egg hunts, one of my favorite times of the year. So I just want to let everyone know, 4 days for such an exciting time that's up and coming on the 24th of this month, which is on Sunday. I also want to let everyone know there's a great event that's actually happening here in Atlanta this week, Dr. J Basketball Classics and Camp. Dr. J usually go down to the Atlanta Croc Center, and as you guys all know, that is one of my partners that I work with dearly and dearly support because they do a phenomenal job for the children in the community. But Dr. J will be at the Atlanta Croc Center on April the 21st, 2011, 5:30 p.m. Doors open at 4:30 and come in early. There's a lot of pregame entertainment and sport contests. It's free. It's a free admission. You do need to get a ticket, but you can definitely contact the Croc Center for more information, and you can contact them at 404-638-7254. Great job, Ikeena, and to the team down at the Croc Center. You guys know I'm always in support of what you guys have going on, and definitely you are greatly appreciated also. As a reminder, you guys all know the financial movement is alive in CES National Credit Educational Services. You know we're here, we're on the whole financial movement nationwide, restoring you who make America work. So, you know, definitely if you're hurting financially and can't borrow due to bad credit, or better yet, get the job you desire, because that's a big issue that's going on right now for a more empowered life. Well, you know definitely that our job is here at Build, Grow, and Enjoy is to help you regain that rightful place in America. So definitely come to buildgrowandenjoy.com for more details, or you can go to ncesnow.org. And speaking of restoring America, you know, times are tough with the financial crisis that has set, you know, and it has set millions back financially. You know, like I said, due to the credit crisis and the job losses, it's definitely a struggle right now for millions nationwide that are trying to work towards the rebuilding their lives financially. Well, everyone, I just want to let you know there's hope. There is hope. So joining me today, I have Tracy McLaughlin, Senior Loan Officer with Flagstar Bank Home Lending Division, and she's definitely going to be here today to inform and educate you all about of some of the lending resources that Flagstar has available for you all, and that can definitely help get you back on track. It's a pleasure having you here, Tracy.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, definitely, definitely. I'm pretty sure that the listener today will be excited to hear what you have to share with them. You're a banker. You know, I have, you know, many years of banking myself. So definitely is a time, you know, for everyone to hear what you guys have to offer with, you know, so many banks out there that are not lending. But I do know that one of you guys, that you guys specifically are one of the banks that are ahead of the game and above the curve that are lending to people in need. So definitely go ahead and just tell people who you are, tell a little bit about Flagstar, and just let them know how you can help.
Okay, well, I said my name is Tracy, and I've been with Flagstar Bank for about 9 months now. I've been in the lending industry for over 20 years, and Flagstar started in the lending industry about 1987, and they're a small bank in Michigan, and they were predominantly mortgage lenders with a banking background, and now we've branched out into Georgia and into Indiana, and our main focus is to remain a community bank and reach out to our community and help the customers with what they need, not necessarily with only what, you know, a bank can offer. So we try to be as much to our customers as we can. And what I do is mainly the home loans, you know, for refinances,
definitely,
purchases, and whatnot.
Definitely. So, you know, that's a big issue now. You know, a lot of people with their credit being affected, and, you know, with me and my team for NCES, you know, it's something that we are trying to work towards, and even partnering up with some of these banks to help out to get people approved. What are some of the, I know, you know, you probably can't go into details because of compliance, but what are some of the underwriting guidelines or some assurance that if people come into you and apply, you know, if they can't get approved, is there a way that they can work towards to getting approved on your part or what you guys have to offer?
Right. Well, the credit standards have increased. There's no such thing as no-doc loans anymore. We can do reduced documentation if they have, you know, a good enough credit score, which is usually 720 and above. And all that means is instead of having to have two pay stubs, you may only have to have one. So you still have to verify your income. You have to verify your assets. If there's large deposits now, we want to know where the money came from. We're a lot more careful than we used to be. And that's how it was, you know, 15 years ago. You had to have a lot of money down and you had to have perfect credit. And you had to jump through hoops, and we've just gone back to the lending the way it used to be.
Right, back to the basics, back to the basics.
Right. Now, someone comes in, I actually love to work with first-time home buyers because they'll come in, they have no idea what their credit score is, and so I'll sit down with them and we'll pull their credit, look at their financial situation, and if they're just not there yet, I can tell them what they need to do, how many lines of credit that they have to have, ways that they can increase their credit score. And if the credit is not quite good enough to be able to, for me to feel comfortable giving the advice, that we can give them to companies that can actually help raise their credit score for them. They're credit repair companies. And there's only one that we work with, and they're going to come on board in about a month. So I can't say who it is right now, but we're going to start working with a good company for that.
Right,
but, you
right.
Know,
that's
you
a huge impact right now.
And just to get it to basics, if you want to actually raise your credit score, the biggest thing you can do is to make sure that your credit card limits are one-third. So if you have a limit of $1,000, don't spend more than $300 on it, and it will raise your score almost immediately.
Right, right, right. Now, are there some programs that you guys have out there for the first-time home buyers?
There are some programs.
Special programs?
Right. You can use some of the down payment assistance programs, and there aren't any specifically for first-time home buyers anymore. Basically, you have to have 3.5% down with FHA. You can have as little down as 3% with conventional, with obviously credit score restrictions that, you know, you have to have over 700 for that program.
Right.
There's
right.
Rural development loans that are out there that are still 100%, and those are great for first-time home buyers because they don't have to have a large down payment. There's very little reserves that are required. They don't have to have a whole lot of money in the bank, and the sellers can contribute for all the closing costs. But obviously, as that program says, it's for rural areas. So you can't get it for downtown Atlanta, but you could get it for some place in Walton County.
Okay. That's unique. That's very unique. Now, what about programs for the people that are under 700? I mean, a lot of people, that's the masses of everyone out there, you know, not everyone has a 700 score. Are there programs that you guys have implemented to help those that are under that 700 mark?
Well, our minimum lending for FHA is 640.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty average credit score. And I know that there are some VA loans out there with some extenuating circumstances, we'll go down to 600 as well.
Oh, okay. Okay, which is not bad.
Right.
Okay, so definitely let us know. I know you were going to have your business loan partner on the phone, but due to a meeting, it kind of conflict with the schedule. But let's just go ahead and describe, you know, what you want to share with everyone, you know, and, you know, with the crisis going on and people just trying to rebuild some of the products that the consumers can benefit from Flagstar within the community.
Right. Well, we are trying to help develop our lending resources for the community. Obviously, we can do some car loans for you. We can do small signature loans for those who just need a little bit of help getting by. We do have a very good business lending program. So if you have a business that has inventory and you need to have a line of credit that says, okay, I'm going to go buy, you know, 10,000 widgets, but I need to have a credit line to do that and then sell my widgets and then recoup the money, we can do that, and we can do that to about, I think it's $250,000. So it's a pretty substantial amount. And I believe, right, and they'll do a $25,000 line of credit pretty much, not just a signature loan, but it's not as complicated. It's more like fill out the application, you've got good credit. Yeah, okay, we have a small business plan. Okay, we can lend, so it's not as difficult. For the larger ones, then obviously you have to get into more of where is your formal business plan. Let's see all of the business returns, and it's more involved. And they will also lend on commercial buildings if you plan to occupy them. So if you're going to run a business out of a little business office, and you need to purchase let's say a building for $100,000 and then have startup costs, it's not really an SBA loan, but it is a loan that will help the small businesses continue their business. And I think that's what we're
doing.
It's not, because SBA is more for startups, right?
Yeah, that's definitely a great angle right now. I'm not sure if you know, but I'm in the private equity industry. I own my own consulting firm, and I get a mass number of business owners that come to me for project funding. That's why when I met and spoke to you about the whole business part and the loans, because a lot of banks aren't lending out there, so that's really good to know. Definitely. Let us know. I have a question here. Someone just sent me a question. They want to know what are your how do your programs work for bridge loans? Meaning they want to sell a property to reduce expenses to get something more affordable. Do you guys offer those types of programs?
Well, typically a bridge loan is obviously when you own a house and you want to take the equity out of the house you own to put a down payment down on the house you're going to buy. That's what our bridge loans are. I'm not sure if that's what the caller is asking, but we can do those. They're typically for about 6 months at a time. They'll extend it twice, more than likely. But I don't recommend that happens. And most of the time it's not going to happen now because people aren't really going to have the value in their house unless they've been in it for a long time to do that.
All
right. I would suggest in that instance either doing a first and second on the new house they're going to buy, and then once they sell the house that they're in, then pay off that second mortgage. Because you don't want to get in a situation where when you have that bridge loan, the market's a little bit slower now, so it may take you more than 6 months. It may take you a year to sell the house you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hate for them to, every time that would renew, you have the possibility of the bridge loan interest rate going up. And we don't really want to put anybody into a situation that might get them into trouble. So our recommendation on that would be to sell the house first and then go buy the new house.
Okay. I think we have a caller. Let's take this caller. Caller, are you there? Caller 6131.
Hey, how are you?
How are you, caller? How can I help you? You have a question for Tracy?
Actually, no. This is George. Just I wanted to show some support, and say hello, and I've done some work with Flagstar, and they're very cool over there. It's like a very welcoming bank, you know. They have the conference rooms that they allow people to use, and it's very good. It's a very good bank, and I love this show, too, by the way, Felicia. It's very helpful.
Well, we're glad to have you back, George. Shouts out to you. We're welcome back. I'm sure you're like, I just want to go back with all those pictures on the beach, but we are glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be back. I just want to say hello and good luck.
Hey, George.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, George has done some great videos for a band that I sing in, too. He's awesome.
Yes. Very awesome, very awesome, very awesome.
He's great.
So let's just take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break, Tracy, and then when we get back, we'll go in a little more details. Gosh, I wish that your guy could have known with the business loans, but I guess we can talk a little more about the home loan because there's a lot of people that are out there that are restarting their lives and they're looking to purchase. I get mass people coming in asking these questions, you know, who they can go to that's actually lending because they're getting the declines or who they can go to for some kind of guidance, and I think you would be a perfect partner for that. So we're just going to take a quick break, and then we'll just be right back.
Okay, great.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. We are back. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. The lines are open 347-215-8709. Live chat and buildgrowandenjoy.com. As Tracy McLaughlin with Flagstar Bank, Home Lending Division, Senior Loan Officer, here talking about some great home lending programs that's available to you guys. So, Tracy, just let us know some other offers or programs that are out there that are maybe unique than what, you know, the competitors are offering. That you guys that are unique to what the competitors are offering?
Well, one thing that we do offer is personalized service. So we obviously do have apply online, but I would always suggest that someone meet with whoever they're going to do their loan with, talk to them, get to know them, know that they have brick and mortar. So if they have a problem in the future, that you have someone to go to that can help you with what you need. One thing that Flagstar is doing to try to help buyers is once the loan closes, we'll go and reduce our closing fees up to $500 for purchase loans. And I extend that to my refinance clients as well, that I will reimburse their appraisal fee for them if they refinance with me. So that's just one way we give back. And the rules have changed a lot now, so most lenders now, we're not allowed to charge origination fees. So when you get your good faith estimate from a lender, you're not going to see any origination fees. You may see some lender fees like underwriting or processing, but the cost of doing a loan has gone down significantly, and the rates are staying down fairly well. The main thing that we offer is a personalized service. You know, I just the other night met a couple out at a restaurant, and we sat and we signed the papers and went over everything and made sure that they knew what they were signing. And it wasn't just here, fill out the application, print it out, sign it, and then never see anybody. And we really do try to go to our closings, too, to make sure that the buyers know. Because there's a lot of paperwork. There's 30, 40 pieces of paper, and they're all legal.
Right.
And if you don't know what you're doing and you don't have someone you can trust there to say, yes, this is what this says, you'll just be lost.
Exactly. Yeah, I have to agree with George also because, you know, with me going in there with Elizabeth through networking work, you know, we go to the Lilburn office. I mean, the service is just absolutely impeccable. And I think you guys even have, like, cookies in the lobby sometimes.
We have cookies and we always have
coffee. Or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it stands out, you know, from the competitors. Now, what are some of the obstacles that you're seeing as a trend with clients that you have coming to you that maybe you can give some advice on to the listeners?
Well, some of the obstacles that borrowers have is they're used to not having to provide a whole lot of information. So it's retraining the public to say, yes, you have to, you know, provide us information. You have to show us your tax returns. You have to have money in the bank. And one of the odd rules that's come out is anything above $300 that's a deposit, that's just an off-the-wall deposit, you have to actually prove where that comes from. But if you have a good loan officer who looks at the bank statements and says, well, there's a lot of really random deposits here, and he may have a side business that we don't really want to know about, then we just go to the bank, and I have relationships with lots of the different banks here as well, and we just get a verification of the deposit that says, you know, they had $2,000 average balance, and he's got $2,000 in his bank now, and that's all we need, and we don't have to actually go through and bother our customer for where did this $500 come from, where did this $400 come from, you know. So those are really for the times where if there's a $10,000 deposit, you have to go, okay, where did this money come from? That you have to you have to do. And it just takes someone with a little bit of experience to know, to be able to read bank statements or to read the pay subs and make sure that everything's good before the underwriter sees it.
Definitely, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, and some of the obstacles
now,
are – go ahead.
No, you can go ahead. You can go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. One thing that I haven't encountered is a lot of people now with, even though they haven't really been in a lot of financial difficulty, but they have maybe had one small thing and now they're, you know, the pay stubs have been garnished or something like that. That's one of the things that I've had a little bit of trouble with, with reduced income. And but we just explain to the customers, you know, how to write explanation letters, what, you know, what's going on in their situation. And most of the time, as long as their credit score is still just at the minimum, we can overcome those small things.
Right. Now, I have a question from someone else. They want to know, are you guys offering ARM loans? Or is
yes,
this traditional types of loan? Okay.
Right.
Maybe you can tell a little more about that, and if you are, how does the program operate or how does it work?
Okay. The only difference between an adjustable rate and a fixed rate is obviously the rate will adjust based on what the prime lending rate is. So the type loans we sell 3, 5, and 7-year ARMs, which means it's fixed for 3 years or 5 years or 7 years. At the end of the fixed rate period, your ARM could adjust up a percentage or adjust down a percentage. And it does help people get into houses if they know they're just starting out and they feel their income is going to increase. It's a pretty good way to get them into a house. But what we do disclose that at the end of the 3 years, this is what your payment's going to be. And we have to tell them what the maximum payment could be if it kept going up 2% every year or 1% every year. It just depends on the program. You could have it adjust 2% every year, or you could have it adjust 1% every year, depending on whether it's conventional or FHA.
Okay. Now, what are some rates? Can you give some range of rates to the listeners for your traditional loans? And prime right now is what? I haven't looked at it. What is prime rate right now?
I think prime's 3.25. We don't do a whole lot of prime plus in the mortgage industry. For example, if you were going to do a conventional loan and you had a 720 credit score and you're putting 20% down, you would probably get 4.625. If you were doing an FHA loan and you had, you know, a little bit better credit, you could probably still get 4.875. It just depends on the program and every day. So, and if you were really borderline, you know, some people don't like FHA loans. They would rather have a conventional loan, and they put 5% down, and they're right at the minimum credit score. They may have 5%. It's a wide, wide range.
Okay. Now, what about home equity loans and lines of credit? Do you guys offer those?
We're going to start to offer.
How does that work?
Right. Actually, we're just now getting into the second mortgage line of credit starting May 2nd, I believe, is our launch date. And those are typically a prime plus, and that just depends on – and obviously everything is credit score driven, and I hate that, but that's what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, you know, and there's still – you still have a little bit of human factor, you know. If you look at it and everything else looks fine, you know, there's a little bit of leeway, but it works traditionally where you're going to have, you know, whatever equity you have left will determine what the rate is, as well as on a sliding scale for your credit score. So, you know, telling rates and is a little bit difficult, but the lines of credit will be pretty much the same as a first mortgage, where you know you have to fill out the application, show your income and your assets. It's just not as long and drawn out as a home loan is.
Right, right, right. Well, this is great information shared, because you know a lot of people are out there and they are absolutely like, I'm not even going to try and go to the bank because all they're going to do is decline me. So this is just great information shared to the listeners to let them know there is hope, and there are, you know, banks like Flagstar that are still, you know, lending to the community. So is there anything else you'd like to add or advise the listeners to? And definitely let them know how they can contact you and what office you're at.
Right. Well, the main thing is, if you're thinking about buying a house, you need to sit down with somebody, and even if you don't pull the credit, just sit down with somebody, tell them what your credit history is like, what kind of credit you have, what kind of job you have. Let someone go over and say, okay, this looks like it's a good idea, maybe you should wait. But the very first thing you do before you even go look at a house is to make sure that you're qualified to buy it. And most real estate agents won't even take you out unless you have a pre-qualification letter. And that, for me, takes me about, as soon as I get your information from you, it takes me about 30 minutes to be able to issue a pre-qualification letter or issue you advice.
Exactly. That's awesome. That's a quick turnaround. That's a really quick turnaround. How can they contact you? What office are you at? Let them know what office you're at and how they can contact you directly.
Right. The best way to contact me directly is through my cell phone, and that's 404-312-5304. You're laughing. Because all of our loan officers, we float from branch to branch occasionally. I have two branches in the Atlanta area. And one unique thing about Flagstar, we can loan in all 50 states. So
right.
If you have a cousin in Florida, I can do that loan.
Right. That's a good thing.
But my office, my office right now is in Dunwoody, and we're on Ashford Dunwoody. But like I said, the best way to get in touch with me is via the cell phone, because that's always attached to my tip, and I answer it, you know, from 7 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night, 7 days
a week. And seven days a week, that's what got me. That's why I'm laughing, because I've seen that. You're like, anytime. So that's
anytime.
Awesome. Now, if that's not service, I don't know what to tell everybody.
And, you know, a bank, the bank is actually open 7 days a week, from 7:30 in the morning to 7:30 at night, and then we have Saturday hours and Sunday hours.
Definitely. And a lot of banks here, I think Best Bank is like that, but, you know, with the traditional style that you guys have, you know, you can't beat it. You definitely can't beat it. Well, it was a pleasure having you on the show today, Tracy, and, you know, definitely be in contact. I think there's some things that we can do to partner up. I know you're having a hard time getting on the Build, Grow, and Enjoy site. Mickey is going to be working with you to get that up and running, so that way I can get you on there, so that way if people want to send you email directly through the site, they can contact you. But thank you for coming on today. Definitely thank you.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Well, everyone, you can get all of Tracy's information on BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com under the featured guest group, and come talk to her if you're looking to get your home loan. She can also connect you with her partner who does the business loans, who's in the business division, and help you get the loans that you need for your business, and also that home loan you need for your home. So that concludes Build, Grow, and Enjoy today, WIGO 1570 AM The Light today. And tune in on Monday, a live broadcast from the beautiful San Diego, California. I will be there, Entrepreneur Talk with Veronica Grossman. Enjoy, everyone.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.